From the Fortress of Freedom in the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Tuesday, June 11th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, for the first time in American history, a woman, Brigadier General Laura Yeager, is in command of a United States Infantry Division. This is not your dad's U.S. Army, and that's okay. Women getting it done. Number two, Joe Biden's inexplicable reversal on the Hyde Amendment still has just about everyone looking for an answer. Well, let me help you out. It was all about pandering and securing votes for the far-left base in the hopes of securing the Democratic nomination for president. Not that hard. And number one, Democrats flailing in pursuit of the president, some demanding impeachment, some saying absolutely not, still others think picking the brain of a convicted felon, John Dean, is the answer. Yeah, that one's a bit confusing. I'm still sorting out the whole John Dean on Capitol Hill deal yesterday. I really don't understand it. Here's John Dean, a guy convicted felon, obstructing justice. Some suggest that he may have been the guy behind the break-in at the Watergate Hotel. Of course, he denies that, but who would admit that, right? Anyhow, the Republicans had a field day with him on Capitol Hill yesterday. Let me pick a bite here. Let's see here. Let's go to bite number 10. This is Matt Gaetz of Florida. Getting to the bottom of the fact that John Dean gets paid by everybody. He's accused basically every Republican president and every Republican that's ever been alive since 1972 of committing atrocious crimes, and he's getting paid all the way and publishing books and so forth. It's bite number 10 with Matt Gaetz. Go.
Mr. Dean, how many American presidents have you accused of being Richard Nixon?
I actually wrote a book about Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney with the title Worse Than Watergate.
So it's sort of become a cottage. Did you make money on that book?
It was a very successful book.
How much money did you make on it?
I'm sorry, I don't have any idea.
More than $1 million?
No.
More than $500,000?
I said I don't have any idea.
How much money do you make from CNN?
I don't really know exactly.
I think I'm going to object to the to.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Mr. Dean has made a cottage industry out of accusing presidents of acting like Richard Nixon. I would like to know how much money he makes based on making these accusations and exploiting them for his own economic benefit.
Mr. Gates.
And then they get in a bit of an argument there. But, whoa, I'm going to object. I don't want you to point out the common sense nature of finding out that John Dean is paid handsomely for book deals and deals with network television to smear Republicans. It's what he gets paid for. And now he's here. He smeared Ronald Reagan. He smeared George W. Bush. He smeared Donald Trump. It's what he does. Talk about a lack of credibility. He hasn't any, frankly. He hasn't any. Meanwhile, speaking of credibility issues, you've got Joe Biden out there. Well, he's not out there very much. As one of his opponents said in Iowa over the weekend, he apparently doesn't like to travel much. Fact of the matter is they don't want Joe Biden anywhere near microphones and cameras any more than he needs to be. The problem is his numbers are starting to get awfully soft. He went from 32% support in Iowa to just 24% in a month's time. Still in the lead, but losing 8 points and having three others in the mid to high teens puts you in a very difficult position. And Politico's Eliana Johnson is among those continuing to pile on Joe Biden for his flip-flop on the Hyde Amendment that he has supported well since the 1970s. He supported it for decades. And now, of course, he says he supports government-funded abortions in direct opposition to the Hyde Amendment. And it just seems that old Joe can't get a break on this one, and it could mean even more trouble ahead. I want you to hear from Politico's Eliana Johnson. It's bite number 5. Go.
In terms of a window into how prepared Biden is to deal with issues, it suggests they're really not. The first window into this was the way he handled accusations from women that he made them uncomfortable, and he took 5 or 6 days to come out and talk to the press. With this, he had Cedric Richmond, his campaign chairman, came out and gave one position. Biden came out and gave another position. It was a campaign that was not ready for prime time. And the Trump campaign's theory about all this is that Biden is not going to be able to survive a primary because he will be pulled to the left. This suggests that their theory is right. Biden took a lot of criticism from the left on this. And in the end, he buckled. And it does suggest that, if that's a recurring theme, it suggests that he will go into the general election if he does survive the primary as a different candidate than he entered the race.
As a damaged candidate, I think Biden can very well survive the primary. He could still come out on top, but he's going to emerge as a weak candidate. I mean, he can't sit there and go toe-to-toe with Donald Trump when he calls him Sleepy Joe. I mean, come on. It's going to be a very difficult time for him, and especially the pace that is set by this president. And again, a programming note for you to make a note of. 1 week from today, the president will kick off his official 2020 campaign efforts. He'll do that at the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida. I will be there. Ivy and I will be on hand for that event. We'll be broadcasting live from Orlando a week from today, Tuesday, and possibly Wednesday morning as well, as we will be going to that event to give you a front row impression of what we see. 20,000 seats is what Amway holds until you open the floor, at which point it can hold more. You might have 25,000 people in there. Florida, a critical swing state. We'll see how that plays out. But I want to continue on with the problems of Joe Biden, because you've got Politico, far-left group, attacking Joe Biden. Then you've got David Axelrod, key advisor to former President Barack Obama, one of the most respected voices in Democrat politics. And he's also among those nailing Biden for his clumsy, awkward, not ready for primetime campaign mistakes that he's already made, and it hasn't even gotten into the heat of the campaign season. It's bite number six. Go.
Joe Biden was out on the campaign, and he's not been out that much. And a voter challenged him on the question of Hyde. A video was rolling, and he said he would reverse that policy. Then the next day, the campaign, or when it became to light, the campaign put out a statement and said, no, he still believes in the Hyde Amendment. Then there was a furor, and last night he flipped again. So that was a flip-flop flip, which is never a good thing in politics. And it raises questions about his own performance and his own steadiness and his campaign's performance. So,
and the Chinese judges give it a six on the flip-flop flip. Yeah, there you go. Axelrod just pounding on him. So Biden's got trouble. Not endorsed by his former boss, not endorsed by Barack Obama. Not doing well in places he should be running away with it. Numbers slipping in Iowa and elsewhere, and he's not on the campaign trail much. And when he is, he's sitting with old people that don't ask him tough questions. So we'll keep an eye on that. Also, big news from last night, Michigan Republican Congressman Justin Amash out of the Freedom Caucus. The House Freedom Caucus, the conservatives that represent a powerful block, voting block in Congress. Justin Amash is out. We're told that it was an amicable deal with Amash and Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina, but I'm guessing they said, dude, you got to go. The only Republican so far to say, yeah, the Mueller report is clear. We need to get rid of Donald Trump. Yeah, all right, we don't need you here anymore. The only Republican, only about 10% of the members of Congress, all Democrats except one, think that impeachment should be pursued at all. 14 after. So much coming up today. Kayleigh McEnany will be here. Edwin Walker. The sexiest job of the week. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital X-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.